Blood, Strength, Loyalty. The Takeover by Fry. Narrated by Phoenix. Chapter 6. Little B and Blue were riding in a tinted four-door black Camry on the Southside streets of Port City, Georgia. The two cousins were jack boys who, as young boys, robbed several drug dealers. Little B's mother, Roxy, lived with her twin sister, Rachel, the mother of Blue. They lived in a two-bedroom apartment in Cannonville Projects. The twins were having sex with drug dealers for money and drugs right in the beds while their sons, Little B and Blue, slept close by. When Little B was 7 and Blue was 6, they realized what was going on, so they started fighting men that tried to get in the bed with their mothers. The two boys were now all grown up, Little B 19 and Blue 18. Little B was the brains behind the jack moves and home invasions of drug dealers. Little B and Blue pulled up entire city parking lot to watch the Waffle House across the street where all the dope boys in Port City hung out after regular club hours. Little B pulled out a dollar bill full of cocaine and a cut-off straw. He dipped the straw into the cocaine and took a one-on-one in both nostrils before passing it to Blue. They both sat in the car tonight, looking for a sweet lick. Little B started sniffing and wiping his nose with his hand. Blue. Isn't that Big Roy that lives off of Skidaway Road in LaMapis Street? Yeah, that's him, Lil B. Damn, we've been trying to catch that nigga slipping for months. Look like tonight's his lucky night. Follow that nigga when he comes out of the Waffle House. Lil B picked up the cellular phone and called Deck. Deck was one of his robbing partners. Hey, Deck, it's on tonight. I got my eye on Big Roy, so go lay by his house in case he go home tonight. I'm on that right now. Big Roy pulled out of the Waffle House parking lot. Little B and Blue followed Big Roy, 5 cars behind. If that nigga turn on Skidaway Road, Blue, he's going home. He is turning. B, we finally got his ass. Little B dialed Deck's cellular number. While Deck hid in Big Roy's front yard behind 2 big bushes, he felt his phone vibrating in his front pocket. Blue parked the car on a side block, away from Big Roy's house. Little B and Blue got out the car and waited at the corner until Deck made his move. Big Roy pulled into his driveway. He got out of the white Suburban and headed up his sidewalk. He put the key in the door to unlock it. That's when Deck came from behind the bushes, ski mask down, pointing a .45 caliber at Big Roy's chest. Give it up, nigga. Don't make it a homicide. Big Roy put his hands up in the air.
I don't have nothing, man.
Shut the fuck up. Little B walked past Big Roy. He unlocked the house door, they all went inside and closed the door. Little B and Blue checked out all the rooms. Big Roy's baby's mother was awakened from her sleep once they put a 9mm pistol to her head. She was butt naked under the covers, initially awaiting Big Roy's arrival home, but had fallen asleep.
Please don't kill me! Please don't do nothing to my kids! Oh God, please, oh God, don't!
Little B pulled her by the hair as he looked at her naked body up and down.
Bitch, shut up. Nobody's gonna hurt you or your kids. But if you keep screaming, I'm gonna put a bullet in your head.
They duct taped Big Roy and his baby's mother's mouths, hands, and feet. They went in the children's room and duct taped them to their bedpost. Deck and Blue started searching the house for the money and drugs. Little B went back into the living room where Big Roy and his baby's mother were.
All right, Big Roy, where is the money and the dope? I know you don't want your family to die behind this. Now I'm going to pull that tape off your mouth, and you better have something to tell me.
Little B pulled the tape off of Big Roy's mouth.
Now where is it? It's in my bedroom in a shoebox. It's up in the closet on top of the shelf.
Little B yelled out to Blue.
Look in the closet for a shoebox on top of the shelf.
He turned back around and faced Big Roy.
I hope you are right.
Blue walked in the living room with the shoebox.
It's only 5 grand in this box.
Little B walked up to the sofa where Big Roy and his baby's mother were sitting. He hit Big Roy on the side of the head with the back handle of the 9mm. Blood gushed out onto the sofa and floor.
Nigga, you think I'm playing a game? Where is it?
Man, that's all I have. Please.
I'm going to show you I'm not playing.
Little B knew that Big Roy was lying. He watched Big Roy for months because Big Roy's name was buzzing in the streets. Little B called Deck and Blue into the living room.
Look, this is what you do when motherfuckers try to buck the jack move.
Little B walked over to Big Roy's baby's mother. He grabbed her head.
Please, leave her alone!
Big Roy cried out.